Have you ever had a gut feeling about someone and ignored it? In the thriller Ask for Andrea by Noelle W. Eiley, that feeling could be the difference between life and death, and it may also be a message from the other side. So Ethan read this book even before I did and has a lot to say about it.
Cover to cover, I could not put this book down. It is such a page turner. It is an intense read. Takes you from one point of view to another and culminates in a very intense finish that keeps you on the edge the entire time.
So basically, it's three women were murdered by the same man and they unite in the afterlife to stop him from killing again in a domestic thriller that meets The Lovely Bones. If you've ever screamed at a true crime doc, why didn't anyone listen?
This is the book to read for that.
Ask for Andrea by Noelle Eiley. Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. Even better, you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with promo code ATTWG. If you're like me, then you have different family members who have different ailments, and I've recommended Mood to all of them. I legitimately, before recording this, I told my mom about Mood, and she's going to make her first order. Because they have gummies for all sorts of things, for pain relief, for sleeping, for just improving your mood. Their gummies are specially blended and each one feels different. The Sleepy Time gummies knock me out in 15 minutes flat with no hangovers, no grogginess, and I wake up feeling amazing. And each gummy is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but, as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code ATTWG. So head to mood.com, browse their amazing selection of functional gummies, and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use promo code ATTWG at checkout to save 20% on your first order. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S., so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. Here are a few things that I'm getting. Unlock the Beer Escape Room. It's a cute little cage that you could put a six-pack of beer in, and then you have to do an escape room to get the code to open the cage. I am absolutely getting this for my brother-in-law because this is in his wheelhouse in every way. The DIY Root Beer Science Kit I'm getting for my eight-year-old because he has recently discovered root beer and he likes learning, so this is going to be a really fun project for the both of us. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/ATTWG. That's uncommongoods.com/ATTWG for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hello, and welcome to Day by Day True Crime Stories, the podcast where we explore a different crime or justice milestone from this day in history. I'm your host, Kona Gallagher, and today is November 25th. On this day in 2010, it was Thanksgiving Day, and three young brothers, Andrew, Alexander, and Tanner Skelton, vanished while on a visit with their father in Morenci, Michigan. Andrew was 9, Alexander was 7, and Tanner was just 5. For nearly 15 years, their disappearance has haunted the community. But in 2025, just as their father was about to be released from prison, the case took a major turn. Today, we're talking about the disappearance of Andrew, Alexander, and Tanner Skelton. Let's get started. Thanksgiving Thanksgiving 2010 seemed to start off as a routine visitation. The three Skelton brothers, Andrew, Alexander, and Tanner, were spending the holiday with their father, John Skelton. He lived in the small border town of Morenci, Michigan. Their parents were separated, and their mother, Tanya Zuvers, had filed for divorce just 2 months earlier. Neighbors later recalled seeing the boys playing in the backyard that afternoon. And that seemingly normal moment, three kids outside on a holiday, would be the last confirmed sighting of the boys. Now, the plan was that John would return the kids to Tanya the next day on Black Friday around 3 p.m. But when that time came and went, and there was no sign of her children and no clear answers from John, Tanya reported them missing. An Amber Alert went out that night, and the search began. Through the weekend, investigators focused on the Skelton home and the surrounding area. By Sunday, federal agents had joined the search. John, meanwhile, was hospitalized in Ohio after what authorities described as a suicide attempt. Police quickly secured his home and began collecting early statements. In those first press briefings, Morenci's police chief laid out what became the foundation of the case. The boys were last known to be with their father on Thanksgiving. They were never returned, and most importantly, there was no evidence that they had been handed off to anyone else. What followed was a massive cold weather search effort that stretched from southern Michigan into neighboring Ohio. Law enforcement agencies used helicopters, search dogs, ATVs, and hundreds of volunteers to scour open fields, wooded areas, and rural roads. By mid-December, police had received over 900 tips. But behind the scenes, investigators were growing more and more certain that John Skelton wasn't telling the truth. Even without physical evidence, the direction of the case was becoming grim. John Skelton's behavior and past decisions came under scrutiny almost immediately. Just weeks before the disappearance, he had taken the boys out of state without permission, first to Ohio, then to Florida. That custody violation now seemed like a warning sign. John Skelton had been determined to do whatever he wanted with his children. In the days after Thanksgiving, his story kept changing. At one point, he claimed that he gave the boys to a mysterious woman. At another, he mentioned some kind of underground sanctuary group. But police couldn't find any proof that such people or groups existed. By early 2011, the Morenci police chief made it official. This was no longer a missing persons case. It was now being treated as a homicide. While police and prosecutors believed that John Skelton had killed his children, prosecutors didn't yet have a murder case. Instead, they moved forward with what they could prove then. On July 29, 2011, John Skelton pleaded no contest to unlawful imprisonment. That plea deal dropped the more serious kidnapping charges that they had charged him with and capped his prison sentence at 15 years. At sentencing that December, the judge imposed the maximum, 10 to 15 years behind bars. She didn't mince words. She called Skelton's stories ridiculous and told him point blank, quote, "Because of you, Andrew, Alexander, and Tanner have been silenced," end quote. In court, prosecutors pushed him one last time to tell the truth. He didn't. He blamed the system. His lawyer even acknowledged that nothing in the plea protected him from future homicide charges. That door remained open. Over the years, John tried to appeal the sentence, but it didn't go anywhere. And as the years passed, parole reviews came and went. In 2023, he was denied again, with a projected release date set for November 29th, 2025. In 2017, hope briefly flickered when human remains were found in a shed in Missoula, Montana. Could they belong to the Skelton brothers? Sadly, the answer was no. In early 2018, dental records and forensic testing ruled out that possibility. It was just another devastating dead end in a case already full of them. Then came 2025. In March, a judge in Lenawee County declared the boys legally dead. The court set the legal date of death 5 years after the disappearance, which is consistent with Michigan law. Tanya had requested the declaration for closure. John refused to take part in the hearing. Then, this November, just as John Skelton was about to finish his sentence, everything changed. Instead of letting him walk out of jail, Michigan authorities charged John Skelton with 3 counts of open murder and 3 counts of tampering with evidence. He was transferred from prison to the Lenawee County Jail, and a judge set his bond at $60 million. Media outlets across Michigan and Ohio jumped on the story. According to the Associated Press, when investigators went to Skelton's home after the boy's disappearance, quote, they found a mess with broken glass, severed appliance cords, and a noose hanging from the second floor. A Bible was open with a verse circled, end quote. John had also left a note for his estranged wife that said, quote, you will hate me forever, and I know this, end quote. In the March 2025 hearing to declare the boys legally dead, FBI agent Corey Burris testified, quote, that was his passive admission to killing the children, end quote. Prosecutors have said that more details will be presented in court. Today, 15 years after the boys were last seen, here's what we know. Andrew, Alexander, and Tanner were last seen on Thanksgiving Day 2010, playing in their father's yard. They were never returned to their mother, and John Skelton's stories about what happened to them have never held up under investigation. He was convicted of unlawful imprisonment in 2011, and in 2025, he was finally charged with their murders. But even with all of that, the boys have never been found. What comes next is a legal process that has been 15 years in the making, and hopefully with it, the answers that Andrew, Alexander, and Tanner's mother have been so desperately seeking. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Day by Day True Crime Stories. If you found today's episode compelling, please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. It'll help us grow. And be sure to join me again tomorrow as we explore another significant event in true crime history. Until then, stay safe and remember that behind every headline is a life worth remembering. Day by Day, True Crime Stories is a Little Monster production.
Hey, you can do it!
In cybersecurity, speed isn't just an advantage, it's survival. SOC Radar is your early warning system against hackers. SOC Radar continuously monitors the external threat landscape, so cyber threats hit your radar before they hit your business. But it doesn't stop there. SOC Radar empowers your company with proactive exposure management, actionable insights that help you stay ahead of cyber criminals and minimize business impact. And with SOC Radar's holistic exposure management, you get complete visibility, attack surface monitoring, dark web monitoring, threat intelligence, and brand protection are all unified in one powerful platform. SOC Radar isn't just another tool. It's your frontline defense in a world where threats never sleep. Start your free trial at socradar.io/podcast. That's socradar.io/podcast. Don't wait.